Hello there, and welcome to CCAST Modcasts. Our aim is to keep you posted with all the goings-on in the world of modifications, including what's out for consultation, what happened at the Change Board meeting this week, the latest news about our new monthly workgroup meeting, and more. We were planning to hold the first of our new monthly working group meetings on the 3rd of April, but unfortunately this has had to be cancelled as the preliminary assessments for the two modifications we were going to discuss have not been returned in time. For this reason, we will discuss Mod 7 and Mod 53 in a future working group meeting once the assessments have been returned and everyone has had a chance to review the information. The next monthly working group meeting will be on the 1st of May, with the agenda to be notified by the 17th of April. If you would like to attend this meeting, please just drop us an email at sec.change@gemserve.com so that we know to send you the official meeting invitation and know to expect you. And if you want more information on our new monthly meetings, please see the news articles on our process improvements, which are published on our website. We will issue details of the modifications we plan to discuss at the meeting on the 1st of May in the modcast on the 11th of April. Two modifications are currently out for modification report consultation, Second P58 and Second P60. Second P58 seeks to remove the low-level detail and functional requirements from Sec Appendix AH, the self-service interface device specification, and move these to a new DCC managed technical specification document titled the SSI Baseline Requirements Document. The SSI Baseline Requirements Document will not be subject to SEC Section D modification process. Instead, it will become a document owned and maintained by the DCC with approval of changes being made by the panel or a subcommittee. It is also proposed that a new governance process is put in place outlining the step-by-step governance rules for managing improvements to the SSI. Any changes that impact SEC Appendix AH would still undergo the modifications process. However, any changes impacting only the SSI Baseline Requirements document would not require the modifications process, allowing for a more efficient SSI change process. SEC MP60 aims to extend the time a device can remain listed as being in a pending state in the smart metering inventory from 12 months to 36 months. This is to prevent devices having to be removed and then relisted. This is proposed to be a temporary solution to overcome the issues with the delays in rollout. Once rollout is complete, it is proposed that the time for a device to remain in a pending state will be returned to 12 months to ensure security. This would be agreed under a new modification. These consultations close on the 8th of April 2019, and will be your last chance to say whether these should be approved or rejected before the Change Board votes on them on the 24th of April. Second P62 is currently out for working group consultation and closes today. This modification seeks to reduce the number of identical alerts generated from a device when an error occurs in order to reduce the overall DCC system traffic. The DCC proposed to do this by filtering the alerts through their systems. Some SEC parties have requested that they are made aware when this filtering is taking place by email, but other SEC parties have said this volume of emails will be burdensome. If you would like a say in how the solution should work, please respond to the consultation or contact us at sec.change@gemserve.com. We are also preparing to issue Second P15 for consultation. This modification is seeking to add the timestamp of the time the gas proxy function took its last reading instantaneous gas value reading from the gas meter. This is expected to be issued early next week, and next week's modcast will cover this in more detail. At this week's Change Board meeting, two modifications were approved under self-governance, Second P69 and Second P70. Second P69 makes some minor amendments to the SEC to accommodate our exit from the EU and will go live on Brexit Day, whenever this ends up being. Second P70 gives the Altham Forum powers of enduring management and maintenance of the exempt premises list and will go live on the 26th of April. If you object to these decisions, you have until Wednesday the 10th of April to notify us, otherwise these decisions are final. We published a Bayes consultation on our website this week about changes to SEC Section G and F to enable a more efficient SMETS 1 adoption and enrolment process. If you would like to comment, please check out the consultation on our website and email smartmetering@bayes.gov.uk by the 16th of April with any comments. The Change Subcommittee. We are in the process of forming the new Change Subcommittee, or CSC. The role of the CSC will be to discuss new draft proposals and ensure they are fully understood and an accurate problem statement has been produced before they are converted into modification proposals. The CSC will meet in person once a month and by teleconference in between, with the first meeting being by teleconference scheduled for the 8th of April. We are still looking for network parties to sit on the CSC, so if you would like to be involved, please contact us at sec.change@gemserve.com. And don't forget, if you want to raise a new proposal yourself, all you need to do now is send us an email with a description of the problem you have identified. We will then be able to get your draft proposal raised and into the process. Thanks for listening to this week's modcast. If you have any questions about the modifications mentioned, then please contact us at sec.change@gemserve.com. Thank you for listening, and please join us for the next modcast, which will be published on the 5th of April.